Don't worry about it. Chinese family, on the other hand, will also change very relatively slightly. Now, in modern times, you will find, even among the 20% of the educated, the family pattern, not among the educated, if you ask the youngsters, or if you look over the letters to Chinese Dora the Dixis, you will find that the overwhelming number of questions concern the question of freedom of choice of a mate. That is, if I want a certain girl, and my father or my brother, somebody comes to interfere with this, what should I do? Now, that is the outstanding, absolutely outstanding question that is asked. They are also concerned about that. But you will find that the vast majority of the educated persons, they have no intention of kicking their parents away or leaving these aged parents. The pattern is still that you have to take care of them in one way or another. And it is not a shame to be with them. Or it is not a shame for them to join in your parties. Or it is not a shame to consult them. There is no such pattern. There is no break, no discernible break between the two generations, even in face of intense modern contact. And this pattern, you may be interested, not only in China, it's also true in Hawaii. I spent 7 months in Hawaii in 1949 studying the Chinese community there. I find there you have third, fourth, sixth generation Chinese. Over there, there is no break. There is no break between the two generations. There is no attempt, in spite of the fact that the children born in America can speak fluent English, the parents usually speak broken English, the parents don't know American mores, usually act faux pas and all kinds of stuff. The children are very smooth, like the smooth American youngsters. The children are not ashamed of their parents. That is, they do not try to say, well, they belong to the old generation and so on. We must do something else. They do not do this, it seems to me, mainly because that the Chinese family gives them an emotional insatisfaction just like it does in China. That is, the father has a certain amount of authoritarianism, wants to be very authoritarian, to be sure, but he cannot do it. And yet, the children, by being the children, have a great many advantages that you cannot get otherwise by not being children. And therefore, you want to come back to it, you see. And then the parents' control are not so complete, the children don't feel so disgusted with the parents' authority. And as a result, I feel that the Chinese family, even in future, even within the next 100 years, it will take a very extraordinary type of government or authoritarianism to break it up. And I think whether they are able to break it up or not, is a very large question mark, and my guess would be on the side that they will not be able to break it up. The family, overall family size will be smaller. There will be less, smaller number of big families as there were before. There will be no more plaques or congressional medals for maintaining the big family. There will be no such. But as a whole, there will be no break between the two generations. There will be a moderated attitude towards the age. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Chu. I think we might have 10 minutes for questions if Dr. Chu wants to entertain questions or ask about.